Billy's in Ascoval. Just while on the subject of the draft, Kingy, I think Billy's wants to talk about the pointy end of the national draft. Welcome to you, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, just before I start my topic, I agree with you about women's sport. If they got 36,000 for a friendly, I can imagine when a World Cup, Women's World Cup here is here in 2 years, what they're going to get. So that is fabulous. Just my subject, guys, I just wanted mainly Kingy's opinion. I'm predicting the top five draft picks of this year to all play round one. I know Darcy's carrying injury at the moment, might be a bit iffy, but I reckon the rest will definitely play round one.
Round one, all
so,
of them.
All right, Billy. So, Kingy, Jason Orr Francis at your old mob, lock him in.
Yeah, he made captain round one the way we're talking him up.
Think Dacos at pick four, you could probably lock him in unless something goes wrong over the off season. And then the others, would Finn Callaghan be an absolute lock at three?
I would, not a lock, but you'd...
That's a strong midfield.
He'd be 60-40, wouldn't he, to be there for round one. It's a strong midfield, but they're not going to play where they're going to end up. So some of these midfielders will play half forward flank or wing,
half-back.
Wing, half-back. Yep. Or come off a bench and play minimal roles. I think Josh Rochelli will play pretty much round one. I think Josh Ward will play at Hawthorn in round one.
Now,
Gibkiss could make a charge at Richmond.